Thank you very much, Colette. Now, our preacher today is Jacob. Jacob, you're preaching today, aren't you? Got your sermon with you?
That's my April Fool's Day joke. I'm sorry
about that, Jacob.
I'm sure it would have been excellent. If you find the April Fool's Day, Easter Day stuff hard to bear, this is the first time since 1956, and you don't have to put up with it for another 11 years, okay? But it is a gift to the preacher, so I thought we should make the most of it today. Now, to the real meaning of Easter, who would like a chocolate? I have to say that Mrs. Lloyd hid these from me at Bodle Street today for, or the children, was it, for just a bit too long, and it wasn't any more funny. Now, who would like a chocolate? Chocolate? Come on. Yeah. Oh, just one. No, let's not be greedy here. Yes, okay. Chocolate, Megan? Yes. You don't know where your next meal will come from, do you? And let me just give one to the Robertsons over here. Oh, sorry, there's a lady at the back. Sorry. Sorry, Robertsons. Next time. So, are you enjoying your chocolate? Have you opened it? You can have it now. Go on. Strawberries and cream. What is it?
Yummy.
What is it, Megan?
Wrapper.
Just empty wrappers. Nothing in there. It's empty. Just wrappers. That's sad, isn't it? Surprising. Shame. The child at Bodle Street nearly cried, I think. I ought to give you a chocolate just to say thank you for taking part. Do you like a chocolate? Okay, excellent. Good. The rest of you can negotiate over the chocolate at the end. There you go. A bit too sweet for me. I can't really take white chocolate with strawberries. But again, hopefully all will be revealed later and you'll see the profound significance of that. So, April Fool's Day, practical jokes. They often work by a surprise, don't they? Something unexpected. And the true story of Easter, which we remember today, is actually quite a funny story. It's full of surprises and of the unexpected. On Good Friday, Jesus dies on a cross. That's weird, isn't it? God dies? You couldn't get much more surprising and unexpected than that. And Jesus had frequently told his followers he was going to rise from the dead, but it seems to have come as a surprise to them. How foolish, really, to think that God could be killed, that he could stay dead. It's funny when Pilate says to the soldiers, go and seal up the tomb so that no one can steal his body. You can imagine the angels laughing. A whole legion of soldiers wouldn't be a match for us. Or think of the women as they go to the tomb. They're walking along quite happily to anoint Jesus' body. And then it suddenly occurs to them, uh-oh, who's going to roll the stone away for us? That's a bit silly. We're going to look ridiculous, aren't we? Trying to move that great big stone. But then, of course, they get a surprise. The stone is already rolled away. Or think of Mary in our gospel reading. She's not quite sure what's going on. What have they done to the body? So does she think maybe it's some kind of trick or hoax or practical joke? What's going on? And then there's the case of mistaken identity. That's always funny, isn't it? Mary thinks that Jesus is the gardener. She can't recognise him. And the surprise of the empty tomb. We might say just wrappers left, if I can put it like that. Jesus' garments are there, but his body is gone. It's empty. It's just the wrappers. So tears are turned to joy by this true story of Easter. Paul says that without the resurrection, we'd be miserable. But this true story has the ultimate happy ending. To many people, Jesus seems like a fool. His cross seems weak and foolish. But his resurrection shows that it is the wisdom and power of God. It's Jesus and his followers who have the last laugh, because it seems as if death has defeated Jesus. But on Easter Sunday, we discover that Jesus has defeated death. So, Easter Sunday is not a hoax or a trick, but it is good news of great joy. Not a practical joke, but it is something very practical. Paul tells us that without the resurrection, our faith would be useless. But Jesus has been raised from the dead, and that changes everything. It guarantees our resurrection. It gives us hope and purpose and meaning and joy, and a great message to take to the world. So may God give us grace today to rejoice in the resurrection and to live in the light of it. Amen.